Hi, I'm Lucia.
And I'm Nell. And this is Totally Normal About That, a podcast where we explore various pieces of queer media and the things we love, hate, and love to hate about them. But this week, we're not doing any of that. Instead, we're coming up with the silliest, wildest, most out there headcanons we possibly can based off of a couple of games. Let's dive in.
Yes, let's. So, I have a couple of games here. One of them is called Most Likely To, and the other one is called Bad People. And I love both of these games, mostly because they are cards just with questions about who is most likely to do what thing out of the group of people that's playing the game. And we've decided that we're going to pick random shows or movies or whatever that we have covered. And then I'm going to read a card with a question, and we are going to decide which character from that universe is most likely to do the thing on the card that I am reading out. And then yes. I think at the end, we might take some time to come up with some of our own random headcanons. So we're going to see how this night goes.
Yeah, so you brought the games, I brought the randomizer wheel and the sangria, and we're just going to have a good time.
I don't know how this is going to go, but I know that I'm going to have so much fun. So that's what matters.
That's why we do this, is for us.
Okay, well, I am ready when you are, if you want to kick us off.
Alrighty, let's see. Ooh, okay, so up first is the Tea Rose.
Oh god, okay. For the Tea Rose, and I'm just pulling these completely out at random, so, you know, just like the randomizer, I'm just picking a random card. The question is, who has the most annoying voice? So we have to choose who would have the most annoying voice for characters from a book.
Whoever the girl is that gets pregnant.
Millie.
Okay, I thought that
I
was
agree.
Her name,
yeah. I think Millie would have the annoying voice.
We've never heard any of their voices, but Millie has the most annoying voice.
I think it would be, like, very high-pitched and, like, nasally and, like, properly British.
Yes.
But, like, a little bit whiny.
Yeah.
Because she's used to getting everything that she wants. So it's like...
Yes, exactly like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Next up, we have Frozen.
Frozen. Okay. The question is, who is most likely to be offended by someone's Halloween costume?
Oh.
Okay, you know the little guy in the original Frozen with the flappy hair?
The Duke of
Wesselton?
Wesselton.
Yes, I think him. I think that he would be the most likely to be offended by someone's Halloween costume.
I can agree with that, although I feel like, maybe Sven would also, he'd have strong feelings. He'd have some strong opinions about them. I don't know if he'd be offended, but he'd have very strong feelings about it.
Yes. I feel like he and Kristoff would have to go in couples costumes every year.
I'm sure they do.
But I feel like the idea would naturally be that, like, Sven is some kind of horse character, and that would never, ever be the case. Like, if anything, Kristoff would be the horse and Sven would be the person or something. Like,
do you think they just go as each other each year?
I like that. And you know what? Anna and Elsa going as each other, too. Like, that's so funny.
Headcanon accepted.
Okay.
Olaf just switches between the four.
Right. Like, he's just having a great time out here.
Yeah. All right, next one is Sense8.
Sense8, okay. Who would give the worst lap dance?
Oh my god.
I know, I'm like,
I mean, I think we can all agree who would give the best lap dance.
I'm assuming you mean Leto.
Yeah, absolutely!
Okay, but who would give the worst lap dance?
Rajan.
Rajan? Hey, you know what? No, because he danced for their, like, their
thingy.
He did,
that's right. Okay,
Rajan's dad.
Does he count?
He's a character in the show. He totally counts.
Not Bug. I feel like Bug could give a really good lap dance.
Yeah. Okay, shoot, I knew this was gonna happen. I was gonna forget people's names. What about what's-his-face, the guy who, like, is kind of on their side, but not, he's, like, the first of the people that they meet. Jonas.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd give a bad lap dance.
Yeah, I think he'd be very, like, I think he'd just be too aware of what he's doing to really, like, get into it.
You know, I feel like Riley also could end up in that place of, like, being a little too aware of herself. But if it was Will she was giving a lap dance to, it'd be fine.
Yeah. She could also just, like, embody one of the other ones, and they could obviously help her, but I feel like if it was just totally on her own, like, it could be a little bit...
She'd be a little uncomfortable,
stilted, maybe.
Alright.
Okay.
Knives out.
Knives out. Most likely to borrow something with no intention of returning it. I mean, which one isn't it?
All of them.
All of them.
I feel like the mom, not the mom of the guy who dies,
Linda? But
whoever has the, like, teenage daughter or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's who I was thinking. Okay. Joni,
yeah.
Joni.
She'd be like, can I just, like, borrow this for a second? I'm just gonna borrow this for a second, and then you would never see it again.
Right. She'd just casually take it home, and then suddenly it belongs to her.
Yeah. And she knows that this would happen. I feel like then you get Benoit Blanc, who would accidentally do this, but he didn't realize.
Yes. Yeah.
He's just absent-minded.
Yeah. That man. I love him. Okay. Anyway.
Right. We have the T-Rose again.
The T-Rose. Okay. Who is the worst person to call for relationship advice?
Oh my god.
I mean, Joe. I think Joe's the obvious answer.
Don't call Joe for relationship advice. Business advice, yes. Relationship advice, no.
No, he's gonna lead you astray, sorry.
Yeah. Or, you know, Will. You don't want to call him because his idea of relationship sucks.
Ugh. Yeah, no. No thank you. Okay.
Our flag means death.
Okay. Most likely to fart and blame it on someone else.
Ed.
Oh, really? I thought I was going to say Steed.
You know what? Black Pete.
Takes credit for everything except the farts.
Yeah.
He's like, no way, not me.
Honestly, I feel like any of them would blame somebody.
Yeah.
Like, they would all just blame each other.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's
except maybe Oluwande. I feel like he would own up.
Okay. All right.
They're pirates. Of course they're going to blame each other.
They're also gross and embarrassing, so. I love them. I mean, I'm not saying that in a bad way.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Least likely to believe in global warming.
Whoever Taylor Swift's character was.
Yes, correct. Like, oh, yeah, no, I can totally see that. Oh my god.
She would be like, I don't understand. It's so cold outside.
Right, she would. She's just like, that doesn't even make sense. Like,
it's snowing.
Oh, embarrassing. Okay.
I forgot to spin. I've been spinning, like, as soon as we get one so that we have one lined up.
That's smart. That's the way to do it.
Okay, bones.
Bones. Who would be the worst person to work for?
B- Bones.
Zach. I was going to say Zach Addy.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, Bones.
I mean, I think, like, God, I don't know. I don't know that any of them would be, like, Hodgins, maybe.
See, I feel like he could be a great boss, or he could be terrible. You just have to have the right personality to work with him, and I think that's the truth of, like, all of them. Yeah, you just have to have the right personality to work with them.
Yeah, I don't know that any of them would be, like, a bad boss, necessarily.
Yeah. Unless you're not a nerd, and then it could be really uncomfortable.
Yeah, very awkward. Maybe Daisy. I feel like Daisy would be a really hard boss because she'd want to be your best friend.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not really boss material.
No. Alright, we have Bones again.
Okay. Most likely to ask an overweight woman if she's pregnant.
Daisy. Or Brennan.
Correct. No, Brennan would be able to tell through other methods. She would just know that person was overweight.
She'd be like, that's not a pregnant person. They're just fat.
Yeah, Daisy would ask.
Ask. Yeah. Glass onion.
Most likely to burn down their home for the insurance money. I really, really just pull these out at random. I did not pick this for that.
It's so good, though. I mean. I mean, I guess to be fair, she doesn't burn down her own home.
Right. And she didn't do it for the insurance money. I feel like most of the characters in there would, though. I feel like Duke is probably the one most likely to burn his home down for insurance money, though.
Him or Kate Hudson's character.
Yes. What is her name? Birdie?
Birdie.
Birdie, yeah, J. Duke or Birdie. One of those two would definitely do it.
Yeah. I feel like Duke would accidentally burn his home down.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Miles might, but he doesn't need the money. But I could see him, if he was desperate, doing something like that.
That's true. I could see it. It's just a different vibe. I feel like...
Yeah.
I feel like Birdie would be the kind who would burn her house down thinking she would get the insurance money and then would find out later that she didn't have insurance.
You're so right, though.
Miles would be the one who, like, bought insurance well in advance so that it, like, doesn't appear to be arson. It would, like, very carefully do it all. So it, like,
although he's an idiot.
Yeah, but he, you know, he would read a lot of, like, investigative crime books and then do it.
They'd catch him because of his library.
Right, because of his Google history.
His Google history. They'd be like, dude, don't you know about incognito mode?
Oh, embarrassing for him.
Truly.
Okay, what's next?
Alright, again, Sense8.
Okay, who is never the problem in the relationship?
Leto.
Leto? Absolutely. Oh, God.
He's such a drama queen, and I love him so much, but he's absolutely never the problem.
He's like, I am not the problem. I didn't do anything. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just trying to live, and you all are persecuting me. It's not my fault my life is hard.
I love him so much.
He's incredible. Okay. Oh, look, you're wearing the shirt again.
I'm wearing my Supernatural shirt that is from, like, an early creation con that my dad found in a hoarder house.
I don't know why I'm doing that. I'm just, like, smiling and, like, shaking my head yes. Like, everyone can know what that is.
Yes, of course.
Anyway, it's fine.
We got Sense8 again.
Sense8 again. Okay. Who would be the best stripper? We can't say Leto again. You have to say someone else.
I feel like Wolfgang would be a really good stripper.
Dang it, that's who I was gonna say.
We can both say him. Wolfgang, I feel like Amanita would be a great stripper.
Hell yeah, she would. She would be great. Okay, alright, agreed.
The T-Rose again.
Oh my god, okay, if we get that one again, I think that we just...
Same three. Yeah, if we get it again, I will... make a different choice.
Hmm. Most likely to shout the wrong name during sex.
Joe.
That's so embarrassing. That's so embarrassing. You're right, but that's embarrassing for him. Oh, God.
Okay, sorry, we got sensate again, so I had to re-spin and try to get some others. There's 26 on here. It shouldn't only do the three. Or an okay. Okay, Dr. Odyssey.
Okay. Most likely to sleep their way to the top. I mean, I feel like it's like a tie between Avery and Tristan.
I mean, that's... the thing is, Avery does sleep her way to the top, kind of.
Right.
Tristan would. But
I feel like Tristan wants to. Like,
well, he tried.
I don't even, actually, that's not true. I think he would if he were in the position. I don't necessarily think he wants to. I just think he would, like, I think he would just sleep with anyone in power because he'd have a good time. And then be like, whoa, this benefited me. That's so great.
Yeah. I think that's true.
Okay, anyway.
Merlin.
Most likely to go through their partner's phone.
Merlin.
Yeah, but that's probably true.
Morgana.
Also Gaius, because he's a nosy motherfucker.
Well, yeah, but he... Well, we all know how his lady love turned out. Not well.
Mm.
But yeah. You know, Uther, too. Uther would get sus.
Yeah, Uther is suspicious as fuck.
You know, I feel like a lot of them would. Never Lancelot. Lancelot would never.
That's true. Okay, what next?
Clueless.
Okay, who will have the most divorces by the time they're 80?
Obviously her ma, Cher's dad.
I mean, is that even a question? He's on what, like number 6 or something by the time the movie starts?
He doesn't even have one. He's between wives.
Yeah, but hasn't he done like 6 divorces or something?
Yeah, he's had
several. Because I thought they said that, I don't know. Never mind. Anyway, yeah, I thought it was a number of them.
Yeah. All right. Our flag means death.
Most likely to end up on the FBI's most wanted list.
Ed. Steve.
No question.
All of them.
Yeah. Definitely.
They're pirates.
Jack.
Calico Jack. Spanish Jackie.
I mean, Anne and Mary, too.
Yeah.
They're all gonna do it, but, like, Ed probably the most. You know, he has the wanted poster and everything.
He does. For all of his many, many crimes. Supernatural.
Who looks like they could suck the best dick?
Dean Winchester.
Is it even a contest?
No.
Like, at all? It's not even a contest.
No, Sam could never. He spends too much time making a disapproving purse of... he's pursing his lips out of disapproval too frequently. So we all know it's Dean.
I'm not questioning... Yeah, it's not a question. It's Dean.
Okay, the flight attendant.
Who has gone the longest without showering?
Cassie.
Absolutely. She's so questionable. I love her, but like, girl.
I'm thinking about, okay, can you imagine if she and Eddie Redcliffe from Deadlock met?
They would be chaos incarnate. Oh my god.
Dulcie and Annie would just be like, oh my fucking god. Although Dulcie would also be real sus of Annie because Annie breaks a lot of rules.
Dulcie is questionable, though. Like, I mean, let's admit, like, anyway, we're not even gonna get into that right now, but yes, yeah, I think that they would be, they struggle, like, oh my god. Anyway.
Gotham Knights.
Okay. Least likely to perform mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on a homeless person in need.
Duella.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, I guess it's gonna depend, like, beginning of the show or end, because she really softens. by the end.
It also depends on if she knows that homeless person or not, you know? Like, yeah. I feel like Duella would have homeless friends, so it could depend. But if it was just, like, a random homeless person, just a probably dude. Not.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like she'd treat the rich people the same, though. If she just saw a rich person randomly, like passed out.
Absolutely not.
She's like, no, I'm not putting my mouth anywhere near your mouth.
In their pockets.
I'm going to be real honest. If we're talking about beginning versus end of the show, I feel like I would let Harvey Dent give me mouth to mouth right up until the end. And then I'm like, keep your mouth away from my mouth.
Please keep that away from me. Thank you. I mean, yeah, he could do a lot of things to me if he wanted to. Until the end. And then he doesn't have a face anymore.
Oh my God. Also he's evil. Rough times.
That's a real bummer for him. Sorry for his face. Also sorry we didn't get more of that show. That was rude to us.
It was a good show.
The Winchesters.
Okay. Most likely to have naked picture of themselves on the internet.
Carlos.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's correct.
I mean, they're pre-internet. So.
But, like you know.
Wider, but it would be Carlos.
Correct.
He'd get some tasteful nudes.
I don't know about tasteful, but he gleefully shared would definitely be.
I don't know. I think he's kind of a. He can be a classy guy.
Oh, I think he can be. I'm just saying. I think as soon as the internet hits for him, because you got to think that's like, you know, a decade or two in the future, he's going to be just like, hell yeah. And like, I don't think they'll know what tasteful nudes really like look like on the internet for a while. It's just going to be like awkward, blurry photos that like half upload.
Is there a difference between a tasteful nude off the internet and on the internet?
I guess it depends on how good your dial-up is.
I mean, but that's not tasteful. That's just bad quality.
I mean, again, but it like depends on how much of the photo you get. I feel like, you know, the full composition is what makes it good or not. If I just like it only loads the bottom 2 inches, then it's not really working.
It's just the feet. That's how only
I like that you think it's a full nude with feet included. I was thinking like the thigh or something.
There's nothing wrong with a little tasteful thigh.
Yeah, but it's just like, that's all there is. It won't load anymore.
Anyway. Maybe this is how WikiFeet happened, is they were trying to upload a tasteful full body shot and they were like, oops, just feet.
Just the feet.
Show us the feet.
Poor Carlos. I don't know. I feel like Carlos would intentionally put his nudes on the internet. I feel like so John would be the one.
Nudes.
Right. I feel like John would be the one who's most likely to accidentally have nudes on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I didn't realize that's what that was.
I thought I was sending them to Mary.
Anyway. Okay, what next?
Dead Boy Detectives.
Dead Boy Detectives, okay. Who suffers from resting bitch face?
Edwin.
Correct. Also Jenny.
Yeah. Seriously, like, Jenny.
I mean, honestly, like, several of them. But, like, yes, Edwin and Jenny, like, easily win.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, the Winchesters again.
Who has slept with someone in the shortest amount of time after meeting them?
Carlos.
Carlos. Even as I was reading it, I was just like, wow, it's just right there.
Yeah. Because, like, Lata doesn't seem like she does a lot of that sort of thing.
No.
She maybe had a sort of something with, like, Mary's cousin or whatever.
Unclear. Yeah, but even then, I don't think they, like, started hooking up right away.
No,
like,
that's the thing. But, like, she doesn't seem like a hookup kind of person.
No.
John has been in the army, and so, like, I guess it's possible that he did some of that, but it's gonna be Carlos.
Okay.
I think. I don't, it's not Mary.
No, I think Carlos is definitely it. Like,
it's like pretty instant. All right, Merlin.
Most likely to secretly run a meth lab.
Gaius.
Yeah. Isn't that basically what he does already?
It's opium, maybe.
Close enough. He's got beakers going. He's very suspicious back there.
I mean, but the thing is, would it be a secret? He's pretty open about the fact that he spends most of his time drugging people.
I mean, okay, that's true. That's true. Yeah, but who else? Who else is
I mean, maybe Morgana. I just don't know how much it would be a secret. Maybe Morgana, yeah.
Okay. All right, next one.
Easy A.
Most likely to have a secret sexual fetish.
Whoever the dude is who's the, like, boyfriend of the really Christian Amanda Bynes. That guy.
Oh. I think his name's, like, Caleb or something.
The one who was hooking up with the guidance counselor.
That's hilarious. I was gonna say Olive's dad.
Why?
I just have a feeling.
Just a vibe.
I mean, it doesn't say a bad fetish. It just says most likely to have a secret sexual fetish. And the fact that her mom was like, you know, he's a little too straight sometimes. And he's like, I was gay once. I'm like, you can have a whole secret sex life we don't know about.
Dead boy detectives.
Okay. If a private investigator did a background check on all of the characters, whose would be the most unsettling?
I don't know.
I'm gonna say the night nurse. I wanna know more about her background.
Maybe the night nurse.
I bet it's sketch.
The cat king, perhaps.
I mean, would it be unsettling or just like, you know?
You can't really do that. He's a bird.
Yeah, and I feel like saying Esther Finch is a cop out, you know?
Yeah.
Like we got her backstory and it was unsettling.
Maybe Crystal, because of all the weird stuff she did while she was possessed by a demon.
That could be very true. Yeah. Okay.
Alright. Easy A.
Most likely to join a cult. What's her friend's name? Bree?
Yeah, whatever Olive's friend's name is.
Yeah, definitely most likely to join a cult. I'm pretty sure her parents are already in a cult of some kind.
Probably, yeah.
They're very, very questionable.
Yeah. I can believe that. Alright, Dr. Odyssey.
Who will be the most difficult old person to be around?
Oh my god. Max.
Avery.
Oh. Tell me more.
She's a know-it-all. And she's very particular. And she's very bossy. And I just think she's going to grow into being a very cranky old person.
Yeah, I feel like I said Max because I feel like he's gonna be the old person who's like so judgmental of all of your young people life choices.
Yeah, that's very fair.
Obviously not Captain Massey because he's already an old person. He's great.
Yeah, he's pretty incredible. Okay.
Clueless.
Most likely to fall for a pyramid scheme.
Dion's boyfriend.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Who were you
thinking? Could definitely see that. Cher.
Cher, maybe. Yeah. Especially if she thought it was, like, somebody helping people. But I feel like Josh would help her not do that. He would pay attention.
Yeah. I feel like Dion wouldn't fall for it.
No. Maybe Elton.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely possible. Okay.
You know, Ty might, but she'd have her girls.
Yeah.
Her back. Deadlock.
Okay. Let's see. Most likely to invest their savings in a glow-in-the-dark nipple tassel startup.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna let you answer first, because I have one definitely in mind.
Oh my god. But
I wanna...
Vanessa Latham.
Good answer. That's a good answer. I'm gonna say Jimmy Cook.
What savings, though?
I mean... That's a good question, but I feel like Jimmy Cook could get his hands on some money with all that copper wire he stole. If he had
money, he would.
If he had money, he would. If he could, he would. It's the point.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know,
I also feel like that's something Claire would do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially, like, maybe a concerning number of people in Deadlock who would do this.
I know, I almost said Gavin. I was like, well, he's dead, but, you know, he would.
That's fine. He was alive at the start of the show. Mean Girls.
Mean Girls. Most likely to become a liability after eating a pot brownie. Damien.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, I mean, maybe Claire, or maybe, what's her name? Karen. But she's already a liability, so it's
definitely... Yeah, I don't think she gets any worse.
Clueless.
Okay. Most likely to talk shit about politics, but doesn't vote. Dion? Sure.
Yeah, okay. I can see Dion.
I can see Cher.
I feel like Josh would make her vote. Murray would not make Dion vote. Yeah. Josh would be like, you have to do your civic duty.
I feel like Cher is the kind of person who, like, would feel like she needed to. Like, it was, like, her thing, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like Dion would be like, no, I have an opinion. I could
see, like, forgetting to go on election day to vote.
Yeah. Well, she tries.
Elton doesn't vote.
Elton definitely talks shit about politics and doesn't vote. God.
Valentine's Day.
Most likely to have a secret sex tape.
I mean, the Anne Hathaway character.
Yeah, I mean, it's really funny because I feel like it's either the Anne Hathaway character or the Topher Grace character.
Yeah, like, okay.
But just for very different reasons.
Uh-huh. Or Queen Latifah.
I don't think hers would be a secret, you know?
She'd be pretty proud about that. She'd be like, you can all see this online.
Like, I think Anne Hathaway would have a secret sex tape. Yeah. I think Topher Grace's character would have a sex tape that's secret from him. I think Queen Latifah would just have a sex tape. Like,
she'd be the... Yeah, she'd pull a Kim Kardashian and just be like, this is for everyone.
Right, she's like, this is amazing. Everyone should watch it.
Look at me. Okay, pitch perfect.
Most likely to crack a beer during a eulogy.
Bumper.
I mean,
look, if this like, this fits.
Like, that's just the kind of person that he is, you know?
It's, no, you're so true. It's so true. You're right.
Like, okay, anyway.
Gotham Knights.
Okay, if you had to spend 1 year in jail with one of the characters, which one would you choose?
Well, not Harvey Dent, unfortunately.
Fuck no.
Just too unreliable.
I think if it was a regular jail, I would pick Harper. If it was a Gotham Knights jail, I'd pick Duella.
She's got that cred.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I make it out alive.
Yeah, I feel that.
Just like, you know, weighing my odds. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Carrie Kelly would be a pretty good person.
Yeah. But would she end up in jail, though?
I mean, no. Well, her mom might put her there.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Okay.
Yeah. Not Turner. He'd get himself shanked immediately.
Embarrassing.
I mean, but am I wrong?
No. No, he's just embarrassing.
Right. Knives out.
Okay. If you decided to rob a bank, who is the last person you choose to help you?
Oh my god. I don't know.
I'm gonna be real. I debate between Marta and the little Nazi kid.
Little Nazi kid.
Yeah. Either way, like, they're not doing me any good.
Marta will puke.
Right, she's...
But the little Nazi kid is a Nazi.
Right. Like, I don't... I might have, a no moral code, but, like, I'm still not a Nazi.
Kids excuse a lot, but I cannot excuse. Excuse Robin Bank.
Can't excuse that.
Can't excuse Nazis. Yeah.
I mean, for real, though. Okay.
Merlin.
Okay. Let's see. Sorry, this is very funny. If all of the characters were in a contest, who could go the longest without masturbating? I knew who I would say.
Gwen, maybe?
Lancelot.
He was my other thought.
Absolutely. You cannot tell me that it wouldn't be Lancelot.
We know that Gwen would be the first to lose.
Absolutely, he would.
He'd just be like, all right, might as well do this anyway.
I can just see him, like, waking up in the morning and be like, what? I didn't even touch it. Like, it's too bad. Too bad, Gwen. You're out.
Okay. There's, like, a bunch on here that we haven't gotten done yet, so I'm just gonna do some of them.
Okay.
Before we move on to the second game you have.
They're all kind of the same. I mean, they're just reading these cards. Yeah, so, like...
Cool. Very good. All right, well, in any case, red, white, and royal blue.
Okay. Most likely to catfish their grandmother after finding out they were left out of her will.
I mean, are we saying book or movie is the question?
Let's say book. It's got more characters.
Okay. Book.
I'm gonna say B.
B, yeah. That would make sense.
Like, she just seems that kind of person, you know? Although, can you catfish the queen?
Does, like, the queen have that? How would you do it? Like,
I don't know, maybe in an alternate universe, but I could see B doing it, like.
Yeah. What about Henry's best friend?
Pez?
Like, just for fun.
I mean, I mean, I could. I don't know enough about him, I feel like, in his relationship with his family. But, like...
That's fair,
I mean, I won't say he won't do it. Like, he could. He would definitely do it to Henry's grandmother.
Like, yeah.
Like, just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, if we're talking about doing it to the queen.
Yes. Then yes, Pez would definitely be the one.
All right. Brokeback Mountain.
Okay. If a big fire broke out right now, who would push everyone out of the way to get out first? I don't know. I don't know that that...
Whoever the rancher guy is that they work for.
Mm, that's probably true. Yeah. Dark, just... but true. Okay.
Because other than that, I don't think any of them would really.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they'd all... I don't know.
Stardust.
Okay. Most likely to blame their shit personality on their zodiac sign.
I mean, any of the princes.
Definitely any of the princes. Also, What's his face? Not Tristan, but the other guy that is played by Henry Cavill.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I can't think of his name. It's gonna kill me, though.
We're so Hold prepared on. For this. That's great.
One of us is a little bit inebriated, and one of us has a really, really bad memory. Not even that much,
though, so I have no excuse.
You're slightly inebriated, Humphrey. Which is enough. Humphrey, yes, okay. Humphrey. I feel like he's very likely to be honest. Okay.
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde, okay. Most likely to run into a former lover and not remember their name.
Warner.
Yes, correct.
Because Elle would never. She would pretend she doesn't remember.
Oh yeah, she would definitely remember.
But she would remember.
She would 100% remember.
Naomi and Eli's no kiss list.
Okay. Most likely to lie on their resume. Naomi. You know, our resident liar.
She does basically start out the movie with, like, I lie all the time.
Right. I'm a great liar.
This is what I do. I lie about things. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay. Who is the last person to have a drink thrown in their face?
Well, Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, like, should I do a different one? I feel like that one's too obvious. Okay.
We literally see it at some point.
Okay, most likely to cock block a friend.
Jack Sparrow.
Also Will Turner, though.
I mean, the thing is, don't they just cock block each other constantly?
Yes. Yes, they do. They're terrible about it. Okay.
I love them. They're terrible. Venom.
Venom, okay. Most likely to have had sex in the back of a taxi or Uber.
Oh.
That's an interesting one. I don't know.
I'm trying to remember.
I'm gonna say Anne.
Yeah. Like, trying to remember any other characters in this. But yeah, maybe Anne.
I'm gonna say Anne, but like in a classy way.
or Carlton. Carlton Drake.
Do you think he takes Uber?
No, but his driver.
Okay, yes, that's okay. In the back of a car. With a driver that is not him, is what you mean. Okay, yes. Yeah, I could see that.
Sherlock.
Okay. Most likely to purchase a mail order wife or husband.
John Watson.
I mean, fair.
Sherlock would never think about it, is the thing. He just, like, wouldn't do that.
Mycroft would never deign to have a wife or husband.
No.
Mrs. Hudson would totally do it.
She would.
Heartstopper. Okay. Who's the last person I'd want to be trapped in an elevator with?
Ben.
From Heartstopper. Oh. Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either one would be pretty terrible.
It wouldn't be terrible. I mean, yes, they're teen boys and we're adults, but...
Yeah.
Still be really bad. Let's go with, Sweet Home Alabama.
Most likely to draw a dick on a passed out friend.
I can't remember any of the characters from this movie.
Which one is Elton? I feel like Elton would probably do it. Elton, Eldon? Which one is the cop one? The redheaded...
Oh my
cop
god.
Guy. I think he would do it.
Sheriff Wade?
Oh, him? Wade, then. I don't know, whatever his name is. Okay. He would do it. He would draw a dick on his passed out friend.
We'll go with that. I know, I'm doing some deep cuts now. I'm just going through, like, all of the stuff we've covered, and then I'll go back to some that...
I love that that means I have to remember people's names. This is terrible.
Yes. Rent.
Oh, God. Who's the last person that you would choose if you had to trade lives with someone in that movie for the rest of the year?
I don't want to be any of them, but, probably Angel, because... She dies.
Yeah. Okay. I'm so terrible.
But, like, that's I don't want to be any fair, of though. Them.
That's a very fair. Okay.
Happiest season.
Okay. Most likely to have masturbated on a plane.
God.
I can't remember any of the characters' names now.
I can't either. I'm looking it up. Okay.
We should have been more prepared. We were not prepared for this.
No, this is great. Jane.
This is incredible podcasting.
Jane, the middle sister.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I just don't know. This movie was so terrible.
Yeah, it, I don't know. It's just like, I could totally see Jane being the person.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll move on past that horrible movie. Single all the way.
Single all the way. Okay. Who would tattoo a teardrop on their face for the least amount of money?
I don't think any of them would.
You don't think any of them would?
I don't know.
I think the guy who sings in the bar.
Kevin the Snowplow Guy.
Yeah, the snowplow guy. I'm gonna say he's probably the most likely one to do it.
Yeah.
It's not saying that he wouldn't require a lot of money. It's just saying of all of the people, he would require the least amount of money to do it.
Yeah. Or maybe, you know, Aunt Sandy.
Yeah. She's Sus.
I need to watch that movie again. It's so good.
It is very good.
All right. I hope people think that this is funny and fun, because, like, I think this is fun.
I'm having a great time.
Okay, Supernatural.
Okay. Most likely to call out their own name when they orgasm.
Rowena.
Chuck. Imagine the two of them sleeping together, though, and they're just calling out their own names.
I don't want to think about that. It's terrible.
It's horrible because, like, the cast members are together and they're so adorable, but the characters are terrible and the idea of them together is awful. Okay.
Gabriel.
Hell yes. No, but he wouldn't call out his own name. He would call out, like, Loki over and over.
One of his pseudonyms, yes.
Technically his name, but also not.
Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah, I see. I see where you're going with there.
Okay.
Bones.
Bones. Okay, most likely to be randomly selected for additional screening when going through security.
Hodgins.
Yeah.
I don't know what he have in his bag. Which is,
it's totally gonna feed into whatever conspiracy theory he has, though, about TSA.
Yeah. Like, I mean, also probably, unfortunately, Aristu, because he is brown.
That, okay, well.
But if we're going with fun answers, Hodgins.
Yes, Hodgins.
He even pays for TSA pre-check, and, like, they still choose him.
Oh, poor guy.
He's so mad about it. Frozen.
Frozen, okay. Most likely to cheat while playing a board game.
Olaf.
Yeah.
We know he cheats during charades.
Olaf, for sure. Also Kristoff.
Kristoff and Sven would cheat.
They totally would.
Deadlock.
Okay. Who would be the first person to try virtual reality sex?
Virtual reality sex?
Mm-hmm.
Kath.
Yes. Little horn dog.
I feel like she would
But only if she could make, like, an AI of Dulcie, though.
Yeah. But she would see it as, like, a form of art.
Yeah. Yeah, she would.
For sure.
Embarrassing.
Alright, it's pretty much everything we have ever covered, except, kinky boots.
Oh, okay. Most likely to become a drug mule at some point in their life.
Whoever the main guy is.
Why can't... Charlie. Charlie. Dawn. I was thinking Dawn.
Oh, yeah, Dawn. 911.
Oh, God. Okay, I have a whole list for 911. Jeez. Most likely to become a vegetarian because their partner wanted them to.
Oh. I don't know. Part of me would think, like, early seasons Buck would.
Yeah, I was thinking either Chimney or Bobby, but probably just because they're wife guys, you know?
But yeah, Bobby, I was thinking, would do it. And maybe Chimney, too. Yeah.
Alright. You want to do this where we can pick any show now? And just, like, pick random characters? Because I've got some funny ones in here.
Let's do it.
Who's the most likely to have a sugar mama or sugar daddy?
Oh my god. Across everything we've done,
Mm-hmm.
Mama or sugar daddy. Castiel would end up with one accidentally.
He totally would.
He's gotten married so many times by accident.
I mean, wasn't it an accident?
Well, the first time was.
Probably.
We don't know what happened with Daphne.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, let's see. Sugar mama or sugar daddy. I feel like, Daniela.
Would also, I was just thinking really Daniela likely. Would love a sugar daddy.
Like, Danny would be so likely.
Leto would love a sugar daddy.
He would.
But he likes to act, too. He likes to work, but he's also who he is.
Okay. In their lifetime, most likely to need a liver transplant.
I'd say Dean Winchester, except for Cass just fixes his liver every time. Probably the entirety of the R Flag's main death means death characters.
Very true. I'd also say Eddie from Deadlock.
Eddie from Deadlock, I think, seems quite likely.
Very concerning.
Gwaine.
Yeah, very true.
Cassie from Flight Attendant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Well, she's trying. Yeah.
She's trying.
Working on it. Okay. Who would sell their soul for the least amount of money?
Well, I mean...
Okay, if we're not going to absolute obvious answers here, like...
Sell their soul for the least amount of money. Uther Pendragon.
Oh,
he'd do it for something else.
Yeah, I'd still feel like he'd do it for something he considered
valuable
though.
Yeah.
I feel like the Swede.
Oh, would, the poor Swede.
I love him. He tries. He, yeah.
Yeah.
Who would be most likely to rat you out if they were under pressure from the cops?
Marta from Knives Out, and it wouldn't be intentional.
Oops.
Just puke a bunch. But if we're talking intentionally, Jack Sparrow.
Oh. Yeah, probably.
He'd rat you out real fast.
Yeah. Okay. Who would eat a handful of live wasps for the least amount of money? Oh, God.
I mean, part of me wants to say Eddie Redcliffe.
You think that she would eat live wasps?
I don't know. She's a complicated person.
That's so concerning. But I mean, like... could see doing it? Hodgins,
maybe.
He would, like, find a way to sedate them or something and then, like, shove them in and go.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
Okay. Most likely to drunk text an ex.
I mean, God, all of them. So many characters.
Yeah. Drunk text Leto. An ex.
Leto, for sure, would drunk text. I mean, we know he drunk called an ex a million times. About his bathtub problems.
I mean...
So yeah, Leto.
Okay. Most likely to talk their way out of a speeding ticket.
Cher from Clueless.
Oh, I was thinking Danny from Sense8, but yeah, Cher from Clueless, she would do a good job of
Danny
that.
Danny too, but Cher from Clueless, I think. Do it. Angela could probably do it too from Bones.
Oh yeah. Okay. If you were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, who's the last person you'd call as a lifeline?
The Swede.
Yes. You know who the first person is that I'd call as a lifeline?
Who?
Sam Winchester.
Mm. Well, because he has the lore.
And he has always a cell phone and an internet connection. Like,
that's true.
I know he's going to be able to answer that call.
I would call, like, Castiel, because... Or, you know, Metatron. They know everything.
I feel like I might also call Brennan.
Yeah.
But, like, it depends on what the question is, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing, is, like, what's the topic?
Who's most likely to be a target for identity theft?
I mean, we know Cam was a target for identity theft in Bones. But I wouldn't say she's the most likely.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, who's most likely to be...
I'm just trying to think about, like, who of any of these characters would someone want to pretend to be?
I know. I'm like, who's most likely to commit identity theft? Well, I mean, we know that's Dean Winchester. Never mind.
I mean, he's never stolen anyone else's identity.
That's not true. He literally, in the pilot, opens up with him talking about he stole people's credit cards. Like, okay. He took their identity to get credit cards.
Yeah, fine.
You're like, he's never stolen anyone's... It's in the first episode, no.
I forgive all of his crimes.
Okay, that's different, though. You're saying that you'd forgive them. I'm saying he would commit them, though.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Who's the least affected by the Save the Children ads? Lucifer.
Lucifer. Yeah.
From Supernatural, that Lucifer. Just
yeah, that Lucifer, clear. For sure. Uther.
Oh my, yeah, for real. You know what? That's an even better
Uther
answer.
Uther and Gaius.
Oh my god. Most likely to have a midlife crisis.
I mean, where to begin? Steed Bonnet. Who had a midlife crisis and then made a ship.
Oh my god. Most likely to murder
someone who hasn't had one.
Do you have a suggestion?
Honestly, I don't know. I think so.
Most likely to murder their spouse for the insurance money and get away with it. What's her name from Our Flag Means Death? What's Lady What's-Her-Face's name?
Mrs. Steed? Isn't her name Mary?
No, her friend, the...
Oh, the one who murdered her husband and then got away
the
with
one that
it.
We're... The one that we're pretty certain murdered a husband and got away with
the
it?
The one with the eye patch, yeah, her.
Yes, eye patch lady. What is her name? I can't...
I don't know.
I looked up the cast to see who it was, and she's literally cast as the widow Evelyn Higgins.
Okay, yes, her.
Yeah. The widow Evelyn. She would do it. Okay. Most likely to appear as a guest on Maury.
Oh my god. Is Maury the, like, who's the daddy?
Yes. Maury is the who's the daddy one.
I mean, Tristan and Max from Dr. Odyssey.
Oh my god!
Avery.
I mean...
Trio. I mean, who goes on? Is it the dudes, or is it the woman, or is it all of them?
It's, like, all of them.
Okay. Yeah. Those three.
Like, I could totally see that happen. I feel like it tends to be, like, I don't know, more questionable circumstances where people go on that.
So then, the guys from Wedding Crashers.
Or Patrick Dempsey's character in Valentine's Day.
Mm.
Dr. What's-His-Face.
Yeah. Dr. Not-So-Sexy.
Okay.
But there's only one of him. Isn't the point that there's multiple dudes?
I think the point is that they're trying to prove if he's the father or not. Oh, okay. Like, I just have a feeling that he'd be the guy who, like...
Yeah.
Who would you call if you needed help burying a dead body?
Dean Winchester.
Yeah.
And Very Sam. Fair. They know how to... Well, they know how to unbury a dead body, and so they burn a lot of bodies, so...
Who is most likely to volunteer to never have sex again for $1 million?
I mean, I don't think we can say Isaac from Heartstopper, because he's ace.
I mean, he could.
Yeah, but that feels so easy. For $1 million, Walter, never have sex again. God.
I know, I don't know.
Leon from Merlin.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's already my ace king. He only did it to create more babies.
Most likely to become a liability after two drinks.
Cassie from The Flight Attendant.
Unfortunately.
I mean, so I love her,
but she's so messy. Okay. Most likely Jessie to get a from tattoo. Pitch
Perfect.
Oh my god, yes. Yes. Oh god, okay. Most likely to get a tattoo they will later regret.
Also Cassie from The Flight Attendant.
I'm gonna also say the Swede.
The Swede, maybe.
Yeah.
I could see Leto getting one he later regrets.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I could also see Kala, if we're gonna go Sense8, like, getting a tattoo she regrets. She's just very indecisive, and tattoos are very permanent. you know?
Yeah.
Oh, this one's...
Hodgins, who does get a tattoo accidentally, well, that he doesn't want.
Oops. Whose funeral will have the smallest attendance?
Oh.
I want to say Uther's, but, like, I know that's not true, what with him being a king and all. So.
What did you say for that one you skipped?
I said I want to say Uther, but I know that's not it. I just, like, feel like people shouldn't attend his funeral.
Yeah, but it's probably, like, a state-mandated thing.
Right, exactly.
Gotta go. Oh, God, who would have the smallest funeral? I mean, Sam Winchester doesn't appear to have had much of a funeral.
Don't even go there, because I don't want to talk about the Winchester funerals. I have a lot of complicated feelings about those. Trent Latham. Let's say Trent Latham.
Well, but Deadlock is in mourning. All the footy guys would go, is the thing.
Okay. That's assuming they don't end up, like, dying, though, of idiocy beforehand. Like,
oh, God,
assuming he hadn't gotten murdered and he lived a full life, I could see him having and a very small funeral. Well, now you're gonna make me cry.
You're the one who selected a card about funerals!
It was... Okay. Let's see.
Choose something funny. I'm sad now.
Okay. If all the characters were sex workers, who would charge the most?
I feel like Leto would charge a lot.
Yeah. I also think Rowena would be quite expensive.
Rowena would be so... I'd pay. She'd be worth it. She's been alive for hundreds of years. She's picked some tricks up.
She would be incredible. In comparison, who would be the worst phone sex operator?
Worst phone sex operator? Dr. Brennan.
My gut reaction was to say Castiel, and then I was like, there's literally a whole fanfic about that.
That's where he is a great fanfic.
Post-sex operator. Notice it is an alternate universe.
Yes, but it is one of the best fanfics out there. If you haven't read Four Letter Word for Intercourse by Bending Signpost, go do it right now. It'll go fast.
Yes.
It's very long, but it's so good.
Yeah. Most likely
I feel like Kala would not be a great phone sex operator.
Oh no, she'd be terrible. Awkward. Most likely to get too kinky on a first date hookup. I have two very, very different answers. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say either Wolfgang.
Yeah.
Or Chim.
Yeah.
I don't know. They just both strike me as the people that would do that.
Because the thing is, when I think of characters who would, like, hook up on a first date, like, first of all, Dean and Buck in earlier seasons are the kind of people who do that, but all they want is to be snugged, so.
I know, so I'm like, I don't think they'd go too crazy. Or at least they wouldn't go too crazy. I could see their partners being into stuff.
Well, we know that Dean would go along with it if a partner.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd go along with it. I just don't think that they would initiate it. I could see Wolfgang being into it on purpose, and I could see Chim kind of falling into it on accident where he, like, accidentally calls his partner mommy or something.
Yeah.
Like,
Lucius from Our Flag Means Death. Lucius and Black Pete.
Yeah, okay, that's very fair. Okay. If you were a ruthless dictator of a country, who would you choose as your second in command?
Merlin.
That's a good answer.
He's got magic. Although, if we're going ruthless, I don't think he'd want that. But I feel like the problem is that someone like Rowena would stab me, or Crowley would stab me in the back.
That's what I thought. I was like, they would instantly betray me so quick. And I don't know anybody who's really like, oh, you know, never mind. I was gonna say, what's-his-face, who was, like, obsessed with Morgana. The Arthur's uncle character.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't pick him because he's creepy.
Yeah. Uncle Creepo. What was his name?
A something.
Aggravain.
Aggravain. Yeah. Yeah. Because he would aggravate me to death.
Yeah. Because there's also like Senrid, but he would also give up or betray me or something. So you gotta go with like somebody who wouldn't betray you.
Plus, I want someone who would be loyal to me for being loyal to me, and not someone who would be loyal to me because I had to fuck them. Like,
yeah.
That's a lot of work. Like, I'm trying to run a country here. I don't have time for all of this. Who would be most likely to turn up drunk to pre-drinks?
Drunk to pre-drink?
To pre-drinks, like drinks before dinner?
Yeah, to like pre-gaming, okay.
Who would be most likely to show up drunk to the pre-drinks?
Cassie. Before the end of... show. Also Gwaine. Gwaine would show up drunk.
Also Eddie from Deadlock. Also Vanessa from Deadlock.
Vanessa, poor Vanessa.
Deadlock is in mourning.
Two kings of this town are dead.
Okay, well now you just sound... we just sound so weird. We cannot do that accent. We should not try. That was embarrassing for both of us. That was bad.
Sophie, come help.
Who's most likely to marry for money?
Oh my god.
What's her name from Stardust?
Yeah. That one. Her. One who... Durston's in love with the beginning. Also, like, any of the characters from Knives Out, pretty much.
That's very true. Victoria. Her name is Victoria. Yeah. Wow, yeah, Victoria. My brain is working. Okay. Who would you be most willing to marry if you got paid money to marry them?
Who would I be most willing to marry if I got paid a lot of money?
Yeah.
I mean...
Or, better question, who would you be unwilling to marry no matter how much money you got paid to marry
them? Yeah, because I was like, I mean, if I'm being paid a lot of money, I'll also still choose someone I really like.
Right, I was like, that's not actually a great question. Never mind, I take it back.
Unwilling to marry. I feel like Ed from Our Flag Means Death. I feel like he's a little too volatile for me.
He is very volatile. He stresses me out. Okay. Who would be most likely to crawl through a mile of sewage in a tunnel to have sex with their celebrity crush?
Eddie Redcliffe.
I think either of the guys from Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Who would eat a human meat burger for the least amount of money?
For the least amount of money. I feel like that's something that Brennan would try.
Oh, okay.
If she could confirm it was cooked, like, if she could confirm that it was cooked appropriately and that it was made out of meat that didn't have, like, prion disease or something nasty.
Interesting. Yeah, I know, I can see that. Who's most likely... Oh, no, I don't know.
You have to tell me some of these.
I don't know, they're hard.
Yeah.
And it's like, I agree with you. I think that makes sense. Who else?
Calico Jack would probably just do it.
Yeah, he probably would, honestly. Like, not even question it. I feel like Lucifer would. But, like, that's not an interesting answer. He just would, you know? Oh, Severus from Stardust.
Yeah.
Or not Severus. What is his name?
There's
Septimus. Like Septimus.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever it means for seven.
Yeah, him.
Okay. Speaking of, who's most likely to let their partner have sex with their celebrity crush without consequences?
I mean, is this like a cuck chair sort of situation?
I don't know if it is or not, but like, I think you could say either way.
Okay.
Personally, I think Chimney would.
Yeah. I think he'd be fine with that.
Yeah. I also think that Tristan would.
Yeah.
I also think that Kath would.
Maybe.
But, like, definitely
Kath
in a...
would need to be there.
Right, definitely in a, like, I'm present watching kind of way.
Yeah.
She's, like, getting off to watching it, you know?
Ugh, yeah. I mean, one could say Danny.
That's... Yep. Yeah. Most likely to leave a party by blowing glitter in your face and disappearing. I don't know. Just runs out. I mean, you know. I feel like Fat Amy would do that.
Fat Amy would for sure do that.
Like, I could just totally see it. She's a handful of glitter, blew it in your face, runs out the door, and you're just standing there half blind. Like, what is happening right now?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, shall we do a few more of these and then wrap up?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm good if we want to come up with some of our own headcanons. You want to...
Just, like, as headcanons or as most likely twos?
I don't know. Either one.
Alright, Oh, I'm so bad at this kind of thinking. This is, like, not my best skill.
Oh, I should have used these other cards, too. I only went through one of the games, because I had a lot of cards. But some of these are really, actually...
Well, like, throw a few of them at me.
This one says, who's most likely to be down for anything as long as it's drugs?
As long as it's drugs?
As long as it's drugs.
Calico Jack.
Very correct. Gaius.
As long as the drugs knock you out, yeah.
Who is obsessed with their butt?
Leto.
Cher.
Yeah.
Is way too comfortable talking about sex. That would be Jane Winchester.
The calf.
Kath, oh my god. Let's see. Quotes, movies no one has seen. That's also Dean Winchester.
Dean Winchester.
Oh, being Facebook friends is too much commitment.
Oh.
Who's like very...
I don't know.
I'm gonna say Eddie Diaz.
Oh my god. Well, because his problem is that he just moves women into his house instead of being Facebook friends with them.
He's good at committing to some things, but definitely not relationships of pretty much any kind.
No.
Is actively preparing for the end of the world.
Actively preparing for the end of times?
The end of the world.
End of the world. Dean Winchester and Sam are the obvious answers. Hodgins.
Merlin.
It doesn't count if they actually are, though. Like, if it's the end of the world. So Hodgins answer. Because he's definitely a doomsday prepper.
Yeah, he really is. Okay.
You know Angela hates when he goes to Costco.
Oh my god. Oh, what's Amanda Bynes' character's name from Easy A?
Oh, her. Yeah.
Who would be super uncomfortable in a strip club?
Kala. From Sense8.
Kala. Very true. Most of the characters on Heartstopper.
Well, they're teens, so that doesn't really...
I think even the adult characters on Heartstopper.
Well, quite. Nick Nelson's mom would be... way chiller about it than she needs to be.
Oh, God, she would. Who knows all three stages of Charmander's evolution?
Sam Winchester.
Me. I'm not a character, I'm just kidding.
Well, but you have a 10-year-old child, so that's different.
A 10-year-old child who happens to be very obsessed with all three stages of Charmander's evolution.
Is that why you came up with that one?
No, it literally was just a question on one of the cards. Like, I'm just flipping through these randomly, like. This one says, who's likely to say, this music festival was life-changing?
Sorry, you cut out. Say that again.
This one says, who is most likely to say, that music festival was life-changing?
Kath,
definitely. Also, Joni. From Knives Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, technically, I think Riley from Sense8 too, but like not in a cliche way.
No. Well, she'd probably be playing at the music festival.
Yeah, that's true. But it would be life-changing.
Yeah.
Who always wants to light shit on fire? I'm gonna say Roach.
Yeah.
And Wee John.
Roach and Wee John would.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Alright, so do you have any, like, random headcanons about any of the characters or the shows that, like...
Oh my god. I mean, I feel like I have just, like, so many devastating hot takes wrapped inside of me. And I don't
want to... I'm here to listen to them.
I don't know that I necessarily want to let them all go. One hand canon that I have had for a long time is that John Winchester would drug Dean with roofies so that he'd know how to fight it off.
I think that's fairly screen accurate and sad. That's a bummer.
I know. That's the problem with the devastating hot takes.
I have a headcanon that after the unsinking and resinking of the Titanic and Supernatural, Sam Winchester would, like, sing My Heart Will Go On to himself to, like, ensure that he knew he was in the correct universe. Because his favorite singer is Celine Dion, so.
It's true. They really should have done more with that bit.
They really should have. They had so much fun with it. I think once you know his favorite singer is actually Celine Dion, it makes the whole, like, sinking and unsinking of the Titanic by Balthazar a lot funnier. Like, because he's like, who's Celine Dion?
They literally waited so many years to make that joke.
The best thing about that show being so long is that you get so much time for those bits to pay off. Like...
Because it's not like they, I doubt they've remembered, like, knew it was going to be a bit someday.
Right. They're just like, oh, this is a thing that happened.
Yeah.
Like.
I mean, I've done a whole special episode on my headcanons about what Sam got up to at Stanford. And obviously, there are Supernatural podcasts that have their own canon about what Sam did at Smamford. Shout out to Monster of the Week. Alright, let's think about others that... Dean Winchester would have been valedictorian of his school had he not had everything happen to him as a child.
Yeah, and if he had an IEP.
Yeah.
Because I think he definitely would have, like, needed some accommodations for all that hyperactivity. You can't tell me that child wasn't, like, insanely ADHD.
Yeah. But yeah. Dean's way smarter than people give him credit for. And had he been given the opportunity to actually, like, be a student and a child, he would have done really well. I think, especially in, like, history and literature classes.
He's so smart. He genuinely really is.
Daniela, Hernando, and Leto make a sex tape. Just for them.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
They share it with the rest of the cluster.
Yeah, but it's still just for them, you know? Like, you know. Just for the group. It's just a little bit of a bigger group, but it's still.
Yeah.
This isn't really a headcanon, but I have this mental image of all of the main Bones characters, but set in, like, a Rugrats world. Like they're all, like, toddlers, and they're, like, discovering things. I just think it would be really fun if you made them all very little, and you put them in a Rugrats world, like.
So who would be, okay, in this scenario, who would be who? Obviously, Brennan would be Tommy.
Yes. I mean, I don't know that there's, like, an exact, like, one-to-one.
Yeah, an analog, yeah.
Parallel or whatever, but I do think that Brennan would be the leader of the group and would be, like, the Tommy character. I think that Hodgins and Zach Addy would be, like, Phil and Lil.
Yeah.
Like, they're besties who also argue all the time, and they're both kind of gross. Just saying. And I guess if that's the direction, I think Angela would probably be Chucky. She's like, I don't know about all this. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what we're doing here.
Then whose booth?
I don't know.
He can be Kimmy when she shows up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Rugrats in Paris is the best of the Rugrats movies, by the way.
Easily. No questions at all. So good.
Related to everything else, but that movie slaps.
It's so good!
I still watch that movie when I need to watch something fun and comforting.
It's so good. I feel like that means that Cam has to be Angelica, though.
She could be constantly. Susie.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, then who would be Angelica?
I don't know. They don't have an Angelica. I don't know.
I just think they would be very funny. They're just...
Small.
Just make them little and, like, curious. I don't know why. I just, like... I mean, you could do it with any set of characters, but, like, they would be the ideal ones. You take the Bones characters and put them in a Rugrats world. I just think it would be very funny.
Mm-hmm. Headcanon, Leon and Gwen got married after the end of Merlin because they needed to produce an heir, and since nobody ever made Arthur and Gwen have children, they need somebody, but she can't trust any other men because the other ones are all dead and or ran off.
Right.
Or Percival.
And I mean, like, yes, they're creating an heir, but it is essentially a Lavender marriage.
Yeah.
Like, I love that for them. I mean, it's sad, as, you know, heck, but, like, they gotta do what they gotta do. And they're both, like, the most duty-bound, I feel like, of all the characters. In a lot of ways.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Leon is very much a duty-bound character, and so he'd be like, I will take one for the team and have the sex with you as many times as necessary to produce an heir and a spare.
I'm trying to think of their names. Hold on, because I'm really bad with names. Because I think that Archie and Jing, like, being the kind of ends of the polycule, I think that they would start doing this thing where they were, like, kind of fighting, like, and it starts out really playful, and then, like, the ante keeps, like, kind of upping a little bit because they're both kind of competitive, and it just becomes more and more aggressive. And they're not ever, like, mad at each other, but they're just, like, there's a competitiveness there that makes them incredibly violent.
Yeah, I could see that. All right. Well, I think that might have to wrap us up for tonight, because we're both getting a little yawny. And I'm just trying to think of anything else I could possibly think up right now.
Yes, I think that might be it. This was a bit chaotic, but you know
all the
what?
Women
it was
who ever
really
slept with
us.
Sam Winchester who survived have a group chat.
As they should.
I mean, there aren't many of them, but
it's just them watching out for one another.
They're like, oh, like, damn, girl.
Be like, you still alive? Good.
Still alive? It's just every single good. Week there's an you good bro text.
Yeah, it's very concerning when Sarah stops texting back.
Oh my god. Well, because at that point, who's left?
I don't know.
Just the, like, lady from the Siren episode.
Yeah, she might be the only one. That's a bummer.
I mean...
You're like, they have a group chat. Maybe. It's a group of one. I mean, she died and came back, but, like...
The numbers just slowly drop.
They're like, where have you been? She's like, I don't want to talk about it.
And then, of course, Blursula.
Oh, God.
Shout out to our friend Katie for coining Blursula. Katie,
Blursula.
Guested with us on our Flag Means Death episode. Coined Blursula.
Katie, we love you so much.
Yeah. So, it's like Blursula and that one lady. And Eileen.
Embarrassing times.
Quite.
Okay. All right, now I can't, now I've started and I can't stop yawning, so.
I think that means it's time and we're just, like, sitting here. So.
I have no idea if this was good podcast content, but I had an amazing time, like, yelling about this stuff, so that's what counts, is we're just here for us to have fun.
Hopefully you enjoyed it. I haven't laughed this hard in a long time.
Right. If you have headcanons about characters or really strong opinions about who's the most likely to do a thing that we said, or if you make up your own and you have ones that you need us to know about, like, feel free to come and tell us, because we are happy to hear that.
Yeah, we want to talk more about this stuff. And if you like this kind of episode, also tell us that.
Yes. And if you hate it, maybe don't tell us. Just, you know, keep that to yourself. Because I had a good time, and what? I just don't need to hear that kind of negativity in my life.
If you have other suggestions, like, of kinds of episodes we could do that are like this, but aren't just like this, though.
Right. Maybe a little more, like, engaging or something. I'm telling you what, we're going to play Red Flags one day, and I'm going to have a good time making up the red flags for the different characters. So, yeah. But in the meantime, our next episode, which I have been very anxiously waiting for, and I'm so excited for us to get to, is going to be out again in 2 weeks, because we're still on our 2-week schedule, which means it's going to come out on August 13th, and that is going to be covering the Netflix series Julie and the Phantoms. It's one season. It is a, like, Kenny Ortega musical series, so if you guys have not watched it, please treat yourself. It is delightful, and I cannot wait to yell about it with you.
Yeah, so we will see you all back then.
Bye!
Bye!
Totally Normal About That is a podcast hosted and produced by Lucia and Nell. Are you feeling totally normal about something we talked about today? Is there a piece of media you feel totally normal about? We want to hear about it. You can find us on Twitter at @totallynormalat, or you can email us at totallynormalaboutthat@gmail.com. And if you are enjoying these episodes, please leave us a rating and review on your podcast app of choice. Thanks!